No, so this person would be taking my position and then work, and then take my position, then would hire a temporary position in that paramedic spot.
And how much would that cost for over a year?
Well, it'd be whatever the board wanted to pay this person on the step process already established with the union. So if this person is a 1 year, first year paramedic, it started there at the very bottom. If this person has, the way it's written, I believe the contract is that if they're, say, a 8 year paramedic, they'd come here and we'd give them 4 years of service so that they'd be on the scale four of the STEP program on our pay. I believe that's how it works.
We're talking about if it was a paramedic became the chief, that paramedic would come out of service as a paramedic. Mm-hmm. You're talking about when you say that person, we're talking about the substitute paramedic.
Correct. Yeah.
Per diem or whatever.
Yeah, per diem.
But we don't know how long they would be here.
Correct.
No.
That's a unit per diem, though.
Yeah, and part of how I baked into the consideration of the budget was, after I prepared these budgets, then from some additional discussion came out about that. And so this kind of shows that the cost is about $75,000 for to cover all the chief severance area. But, you know, if it was one of the paramedics coming in, you know, if it was to fill in as an interim position, you know, one of the more senior paramedics, then it's in all likelihood there would be a cost savings on, because now, well, if we assume that they took on, that the interim was paid the same amount as the chief was, then the temporary person coming in would be probably paid less than what the per diem rate would be, likely lower than what that paramedic now serving as chief is. So that reduction kind of offsets some of the severance cost. That makes any sense?
Would the position be open to someone who was not a paramedic?
For the interim chief? Absolutely. The current job description says, you know, EMT, paramedic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so even in that case, it would, you know, it would likely be that the per diem EMT would be likely that pay would, or the wages paid to that per diem or temporary one EMT would likely be less than what the EMT that's in the interim position would be making. So there would be a savings there too.
Right. So my best recollection, we have a motion on the floor. Is that true, Nathan?
Yeah. Corey, do you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
The motion is that the interim chief should be able to recover their previous job once their term of service is over and will make a memorandum of understanding with the union if they are paramedic to that effect.
Very good. Any further discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor? Aye.
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 And Dr. Mark?
Yes.
You, aye, sir. Passes unanimously. In terms of the individuals involved in this three-person investigatory committee, I would, as chair, suggest that I represent the board. Is that okay with the board?
Fine with me. You had experience in the last go-around, too.
I'm sorry, I missed that, Rebecca.
Well, I said you had experience. You were on the committee the last time, too, so you had experience in this.
Well, you know, it's my 14th year on the board, so I know the individuals, I know the dynamics, I know the good and bad of being a chief.
Is the superintendent going to be on this panel?
That's not commensurate with the motion that it passed.
No. I mean, sometimes they attend, even though if you're having a committee.
Well, they certainly can
sometimes
attend.
The superintendent is there to record notes and be there. I mean,
they can attend, but they're not a formal part of the committee as it is now. So anyhow, I proffer my participation as the board's representative for this. I plan on sticking around November and December, so, and that's a time frame at hand. So that works. So I ask the board, is that okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Annalisa.
And how do we propose to communicate with you? You want written questions from us?
You can call me up, Warren.
Okay.
Either way.
Okay, cool.
And you'll be offering us reports on the
darn tune.
Okay.
And Dr. Mark, did you say anything, or is body motion enough for one?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Any other considerations here in terms of the methodology for selecting interim chief?
We're going to name the other committee members. We mentioned Jerry and you.
Well, I would say that we would ask the paramedics. I would start with a paramedic to, you know, select one of their own to participate.
Union rep?
A union rep would be ideal, in my humble opinion, but I think that the board shouldn't dictate that. We should allow them to select among the ranks. I believe the formal union rep is Ryan?
Yes.
Is that true?
No. My understanding is Ryan.
Noah. Okay, oh. Whatever.
What
lucky
do you
dog.
Think, is this pointing in the right direction? Yeah. So you guys, the paramedic union, would be requested to make an appointment.
Okay. Okay, very good. Any other considerations? Okay. And thank you again, Rebecca, for working so hard on this. I know it wasn't easy. And the final consideration of the new business, and actually the final consideration of the special meeting, is discuss act on the format for Salmon Island EMS operational and financial reports, as well as yours. So any comments from the board in that regard?
Yeah, I would like to put just an addendum, a short note. You know, over the next 2 years, what would be the capital, the major capital things that would drive the next two budgets? So we have an idea. So the interim person has it, you know, that we all have an idea. We're going to need a new ambulance. We're going to need a new widget or what. But just put those as an addendum on the bottom of the budget so we can start looking at greater than one-year budget over a three-week period in November. And see what we're doing going along.
There is a schedule at the back.
I didn't see that.
Well,
I believe it's on the last page.
The very last
of the
page.
Budget.
That goes out to 2021 of expected equipment.
No, on the budget.
On the budget. On both budgets.
Here we go.
It's on page 11 of the budget.
Right. So
yes.
You're anticipating new different numbers in the vehicle.
Yeah. So a new vehicle is what we put that down in for 2019, and then pushed out. Originally, we had the defibrillators for 2019, but the new ones that we are planning to buy are not out yet. I think that's been pushed back, is my our understanding.
That is correct.
So what we currently have is still current, and it's not worth getting something that's about to be
And this
upgraded.
Is the breadth of the anticipated major capital expenses over the next
three years.
Well, it's almost 2019 now, but
so the next three years, 2019, 20, and 21. And we could do some projections beyond that. I think we have in the past in an informal discussion, and we could certainly formalize that on a schedule like this. You know, there's still...
That answers my question.
Yeah.
Any other suggestions for Jerry and Pat? terms of the formatting of the reports, operational as well as financial.
Yeah, I think it was the last meeting or perhaps the meeting before, Warren made a recommendation that the reporting be simplified. And I agree with that. I think we get a lot of information. We had a previous board that asked for more information. And I'm thinking that what's contained in the monthly report might be revisable to something we would receive quarterly, semi-annually. But that the first few pages of the report are germane every month.
I agree with that notion, too.
For myself, I still feel like I monthly really appreciate all of this information because I'm still familiarizing myself with the system and the way things work. So at this time, I don't feel like I less.
Okay. One thing that could be done in terms of like the financial reports, I know that there's a lot that go. There's a lot of numbers on these budgets, and that's just something we do on the budget time. If I was to have to put something like this together every single month, I'd go insane and quit. But the ones on the monthly financial reports, there are, I believe there's a way within Eden. I've played around a little bit to essentially provide those monthly reports in a way that's a little more readable, that reads more like a traditional profit and loss statement, as opposed to one report that's all the revenue and another report that's all the expenditures. And so then you have to like do your own math to come up with what's, you know, where do we actually sit on in terms of you know, change in cash or net income or loss through the period. And it is kind of I feel like an archaic system to use, but as I play with it, I could try to come up with something that, at least in terms of the financial reports, would be a little more useful. I think what Mark said is something I actually recommend to a lot of people that I work with. There's that sometimes it's easy to get lost in the weeds, and you get so much information that it's hard to actually see the bigger picture. And I actually see that in these reports that if you don't really get used to knowing what you're looking at, it's very easy to lose track of what's the big picture going on. And that's like why I have on these budgets, I always have those summary pages at the front so that people can kind of see that overall picture. I can see about what we can do with those Eden reports to make it a little easier to read.
So would that be okay with you, Lisa, a trial? Could you put that, the alternative scheme of things, into action?
Yeah, I can
action
pull that
in November.
Too. Yeah.
I mean, you and I have talked about your system and how you work this in our other meetings. So,
yeah.
Obviously, anything that's easier to understand is great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have a comment?
When I switched over to the cash basis for Eden, you know, I added that report from Eden called the fund statement by fund, and it does actually have that where I've been giving the commissioners and it does have revenue and expenditures,
that's
and it gives
the, yeah,
them the little thing. So that's what I've been giving them the last few months,
yeah,
which they've liked. So it might be something like that.
And my thought was see if we can do that where it's rolled up a little bit so it doesn't like list out every single detailed account, right? So you just see what the overall salaries are, for example. I mean, those you're going to see, they're going to be consistent every month, right?
Yeah.
Instead of having five lines of that kind of stuff. So it's just easier to see the big picture. I always find that people can always make better decisions and see things easier if it's limited to about two pages than when it goes on for eight.
I agree. Great ideas. Any other comments from the board?
So the plan is to start that in January? Give some time to do it?
Well, I can probably get you it's probably going to be a little bit of a work in progress, but I can try to have something probably in this coming month's meeting.
That would be great. Any other comments?
I guess my point would be if it takes till January, instead of supposed to seeing a trial one, it's going to get me even more confused. You know, if you don't have the time between now and next month,
sure,
you can wait till January. I mean,
I appreciate that.
I mean, it gets a little crazy starting in 2 weeks with Black Friday and Thanksgiving and actually getting anything done.
Oh, but he's very
and
efficient.
I have an audit coming up, or we have an audit
yeah,
coming
right,
up.
That's in December.
Yeah.
I better concentrate on that.
I forgot about that very briefly.
A time frame you're comfortable.
I love the look that that got out of hand to say.
Any other comments? Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you so much.
Go south.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca. Be safe.
Thank you very much.
Here. Save them. Some money there.
Serious otitis when you were working as a dog.
Do you have any of
very deep. Very rarely.
So like now,
very few people come in.
Not as a medical.
Well, secondary otitis, obviously, you see a lot more. But
yeah.
Can we get access to your cell phone?
But, a lot of damaged ears.
I did it at the automobile racetrack.
Pardon?
I did it at the automobile racetrack from the mechanics.
Friday.
They'd fire up those unmuffled cars.
You know what I'm
saying? Oh, yeah.
And they aren't showing around like crazy.
Seattle.
There is?
Yeah.
There is. I got enough cars as it is.
I'm going down to it. I'm going to go to the car show.
Yeah. We may have stuff to sign there, Nathan?
No, sir.